Well, the final fall float coming up this weekend. Your Country Now 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard, good morning. WTO11 weather, a little warmer than we thought this morning. Yesterday it was a little chilly, but today 82, partly sunny, breezy. WTO11 weather forecast coming up. Michelle Rumschlag in from the Hancock Park District. So many things I want to talk to you about here today with the warm weather. And noticed the turkey vultures are still around. So
yes, and I think they still are. I mean, things have definitely migrated through, but I think we see them sometimes even early December, I want to say.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Well, I just figured they know about the weather.
And it's not temperature, you know, when things get ready. A lot of people think, oh, it's getting colder. But obviously, it's getting 80 today, end of October.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the daylight, the lessening of daylight that triggers animals to go, okay, they know that, okay, fall's approaching, winter's approaching.
Out of here.
Most need to start eating more food to, you know, hibernate or migrate or whatever. Or get that extra fur. So so the temperature doesn't usually affect, you know, they might be more active obviously when it's warmer out, but it's the daylight.
And then the squirrels are devouring our small pumpkins that we have set out in the back patio. We had like seven, now there's two.
Well, they will. It's a natural, you know, I mean,
yeah, don't have to worry about
not natural food farm, but obviously, you know, that's something that they could munch on.
Getting fat.
And more than just squirrels. I mean, really, any, you know, a lot of things out there. Yeah. Eating plants, mice, deer, different things like that.
Sure.
Would eat pumpkins. Sure. So.
All right. Very good. Well, we want to mention final fall float coming up.
Yes. Yeah. So this weekend, they're at Zante Landing, course going on the Blanchard River. Mm-hmm. And so these start at 1 o'clock both Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 3. It's $10. You sign up online. HancockParks.com. And so if you want a single kayak, it's $10. And then if it's a canoe, it's double occupancy. And then each paying, again, $20. Mm-hmm. Each paying $10, so it's $20 total. But you need to, again, it's a little different than our when we're open this summer. You have to register ahead of time. And deadline is this Friday at 1 o'clock. So so if there's nobody signed up, don't just show up thinking, oh, I can get a boat. So I know we've got somebody already on Saturday. Weather looks good Saturday. Sunday, I know it's calling for maybe a chance of rain, but we'll know more, obviously, when it gets later in the week. So, but then, we'll after this weekend, we'll take the last docks down. So we still have the ones at Riverside Park, and then there by East Point is still on the water. So next week, then all that will come down until next Memorial Day weekend when we open again for the summer season.
Very good. So many things going on in November. In your Hancock Parks, you have a crunchy fall hike on the 9th.
That's on Saturday, November 9th, and that's going to take place at Riverbend Recreation Area, meeting in the Big Oaks Activity Area. So that's the area with Shelter 1, 2, and 3, meeting there in the parking lot. And so this is going to be for our little park visitors, so those ages 3 and under with an adult. It's free, no registration is necessary. And so, I mean, there's lots of leaves, right? And this wind today is definitely going to help add to that. It's just taking a hike. It's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, with your little people. And so walking around, I'm sure maybe even making a little leaf pile and jumping in, depending. So our crunchy fall hike, Saturday, November 9th at 1 o'clock.
Very good. What else? You want to mention?
Well, coming up this weekend, if you're looking for things to do for your kind of your tweens and teens, we have a fall cookie decorating program happening at the Discovery Center Oakwoods Nature Preserve. And so these are going to be pre-made cookies, but going to be able to frost them and learn about how the cookies are made and different things like that. So we've got two time slots for two different ages. So in the morning from 10 to 11:30 is going to be for our 9 to 11-year-olds. And then the afternoon is 1 to 2:30, and that's going to be for our 12 to 14-year-olds. So there is a charge for this one. It's $5 per child. Again, need you to register by Friday at 1 o'clock. We have a minimum of 2, maximum of 16. And so if it's something you think your child might want to or teen want to partake in, again, you can get on the website and register that way, or even stop by the office. I mean, the office is still open. Obviously, a lot of people do things online, but we're on East Main Cross there between 8 and 4:30 weekdays if you want to stop by and register that way.
Okay, very good. And coming up on Monday, the 4th, WeOne's program on the woodpeckers. Do woodpeckers migrate south? What are they?
No, those are ones that stay here.
Really?
Yes. So there are some birds that will stay through the wintertime, and those are one of them. And it's not because of the cold. It's, I mean, it's their food source. So obviously woodpeckers will find...
your shed.
Different...
or your house.
Yeah, right. They're not eating it. They're just kind of making a mess of that stuff. Right. But looking for insects, or if people are putting out their feeders, now is kind of a time to, I mean, some people feed year round, but I know for us, like, we get our feeders out at the Discovery Center kind of mid-November. They love suet cakes. They love peanuts. So something like that you can put out and attract those birds. But yeah, this is for, again, those younger ones, ages 3 and under with an adult. But other age siblings are welcome to attend. And, of course, that's at 10 o'clock. So there's a story looking at all things woodpecker and a craft to finish up with them.
Very good. Michelle Rumschlag in Hancock Park District. A lot of info over at hancockparks.com. Yes. Michelle, thanks for coming in. Happy fall. It's hard to believe November.
I know. And before, we'll be talking about the S word and snow. But not yet. We're good. We got another month to get through. But come December... I'll be talking.
We're in trouble. Parmalee on the way.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.